This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Show. Thank you so very much for tuning into the program today. And if you're just tuning into the program, we had a terrific hour last hour with Wayne Elliott talking about how you can help yourself with heart health. And I think we all need to be more aware of heart health since it is, after all, the number two killer of man, only secondary to medical miscare. All right, coming up later in the program, in fact, next hour, we have for you this week's segments and special features called the Health Alternative of the Week, the Health Outrage of the Week, which is a 2.0, and you'll figure it out when I get to it, and the Product Recall of the Week as well. That's coming up. And we have a special guest we are hoping to have join us this hour to discuss this tragic case that happened, last year, the tragic death of Lori McClintock. In fact, Alex, would you please call Dr. Daniel Fabricant right now? I just noticed he was hitting my cell phone, and let him know that you're trying to reach him. And that way he knows when he's going to be on the air. Would you do that, please, Alex? All right. Now, back to where we were. I'm going to be discussing with him, Dr. Fabricant, who's a PhD, this case that you may have seen in the news related to the death of Lori McClintock. It's being reported that she died from the ingestion of an herbal product that she supposedly was taking for weight loss. Now, that is according to a coroner in Sacramento, California. When I first read this, you know, breaking news this last week, this is just last week, I think Wednesday is when it broke, I felt like there was something very suspicious going on about this topic. Now, granted, there's risk in everything you do, but using a botanical like white mulberry leaf is a extremely low risk when used properly. And I say that based on its history of 2,000 years, at least, of using this plant and being used extensively in traditional Chinese medicine for millennia. So it's not something that you would typically see. In fact, there's been no deaths in the last 10 years reported to the Poison Center that records these sort of things. So we're going to get into that with our special guest in case you happen to have read it in the news or heard about it on television or radio. And we're giving Dr. Daniel Fabricant an opportunity to counter what he believes is completely bogus information about this. And he'll give his reasons why he has a background in this particular area. We'll get to that. But I wanted to start out this hour discussing once again the topic. It's hard to get away from it. But we're finally learning that the whole lockdown process with Dr. Anthony Fauci is going to be his undoing as far as his legacy, because now we're learning that Dr. Fauci's lockdown recommendations has increased the cancer rates and drug overdose deaths, mental health crisis. He's helped to fuel that, not to mention all the financial devastation and the disruptions to our educational system and the effects that are left in the wake, children in their education. As many of you have learned this last week, Dr. Anthony Fauci will step down from his post in December of this year and will leave behind the legacy of his support of these COVID-19 lockdowns responsible for so many preventable deaths, a disruption of our everyday life that has caused our nation now to be in a mental health crisis on so many levels. This is according to Dr. Marty McCarry. And I don't know if you've ever seen Dr. Marty McCarry on television or not. He's both a medical doctor. He also has a master's degree in public health from Johns Hopkins University. He wrote for Common Sense that the draconian policies supported by Dr. Fauci, who served as the chief medical officer for both President Trump and Biden, have left millions of Americans worse for wear. That's what Dr. Marty McCarry, MD, MPH from Johns Hopkins University is saying about Dr. Anthony Fauci, a colleague of his. When COVID-19 first erupted around the United States in March of 2020, the novel virus caught officials on their back foot, even though the FDA in the beginning said, "We've been preparing for this for decades. We're ready for this. We know what to do." The CDC, all of them, we're ready for this. We've been preparing for this forever. No. All of them were caught off guard, completely locked up, not knowing what to do, and then started to make, out of thin air, make stuff up, like, you know, wear masks that don't work, social distance, 3 feet, 6 feet. What is it? Well, it's not either, because neither one of those work. We now know that from the studies that have come out of Japan and Germany. Germs fly through the air a long way, folks, believe me, and masks and distancing has very little, if anything, to offer with stopping viral particles that are aerosolized. And in the panic, of course, many officials instituted these lockdowns, these school closings, restaurants, everything was totally shut down based on a couple of individuals, Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Burke, the nice lady who wore the beautiful scarves in the news conferences there. Now she wrote a book and is admitting that a lot of errors were made and a lot of information was totally made up. But read it for yourself if you don't believe me. As more was learned about the virus, it was realized that COVID was far less deadly than initially believed. This is according to Dr. Marty McCarry now, MD, MPH from Johns Hopkins University. He's a quoted and frequent guest on cable television. You've probably seen him before. And the analysis of the data from the CDC and Johns Hopkins found that the mortality rate of the virus has dropped as low as 2.8% of the United States by September the 20th. Listen to this. By September the 20th, so many people had developed within that first year, way before a vaccine was even produced, had developed natural immunity. About a third of the whole population of the United States, adults, had developed, over 100 million people had developed natural immunity, which Dr. Fauci and Dr. Burke and the FDA, the CDC, NIH, none of them would ever even talk about or discuss that it happened, that these people who have developed natural immunity, over a third, don't require a vaccine, that the effects of getting infected are more powerful than the very vaccine itself. We all know the vaccines didn't stop the illness from happening or didn't stop it from spreading it to others. But this continues on. And so it's nice that this information is coming out, because I knew the truth would prevail. And many of us who have been in the trenches talking about this from the very beginning took a lot of heat. A lot of heat from people because of the pounding of the drum that had occurred on television trying to mesmerize and brainwash people. But the truth will eventually prevail. It's finally coming out, folks. All right, our special guest coming up, Dr. Daniel Fabricant. He's going to be talking about this tragic death of Lori McClintock. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Anxious? Overwhelmed? Stressed? AnxioCalm from Terry Naturally is a groundbreaking, clinically studied, safe, and effective way to quiet your nerves and relieve your occasional anxiety, all without the drowsiness or mental fogginess that other products can cause. AnxioCalm is perfect for everyday use or occasionally when you need extra support. It boosts your mood and promotes emotional well-being. Only AnxioCalm contains clinically studied EP107, a unique botanical to Terry Naturally. And AnxioCalm is perfect for the entire family, since it's safe for adults and children ages 4 and up. Find your calm with fast-acting relief from AnxioCalm. AnxioCalm is available at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Release occasional anxiety and stress. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We thank you for tuning into the program today. I want to encourage you to stick around, because later in the show, we're going to get into some topics that you may want to know more about, including breaking news out of scientists at the State University of New York sounding the alarm about the potential risks of getting tattooed. Yeah, getting inked. Tattoo ink can contain cancer-causing chemicals. And we're going to delve into that and tell you what you need to know. If you've got ink, or you know somebody who's got ink, or they're considering getting more ink, this is something that might be valuable. We're also going to be talking about, and this is kind of a nasty subject, but we're still going to cover it. We all have it. We all look at it. We all analyze it. What am I talking about? I'm talking about your snot. S-N-O-T. Your snot color matters, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to your health. And when you're looking at it the next time, you're going to know what you're looking at. If it's white, clear, yellow, green, brown, black. I mean, there's all kinds of different colors that happen. And it is indicative of what could be going on with you that you need to learn about. And I'm going to bring you up to speed on that, so don't go anywhere. All right. All of that and this week's installments of the Health Alternative of the Week, Health Outrage of the Week, plus, we've got a product recall to tell you about. We'll end the show next hour with the health mystery that we don't go anywhere. We're loaded full of healthy, interesting information. All right, now we're going to turn our attention to a whole other topic. The tragic death of Lori McClintock, the wife of U.S. Representative Tom McClintock, in the news this last week, all over the news. Tragically, Lori McClintock's death is being attributed to the ingestion of some form of a botanical, a plant called white mulberry leaf. Now, her death is being reported as being secondary to a condition called gastroenteritis, which just means inflammation of your gastrointestinal tract, your stomach, your small intestine. And the sequelae of that, which is extreme dehydration that can occur. Now, this according to a coroner in Sacramento, California. That's what he believes, he announced, caused Mrs. Clintock's passing away in December of 2021. And recently, a light bulb suddenly came on in a reporter's head working at Kaiser Health News, which is owned by the Kaiser Foundation family. After learning from the American Association of Poison Control Center that not a single person, not one single person, has died from ingesting the same plant, mulberry leaf, that is being claimed that Lori McClintock died from. Not a single person has died or has been reported to the Poison Control Center for at least a decade. But by golly, something just wasn't right about the unusual circumstances surrounding Lori McClintock's death. And a Kaiser News reporter is going to crack the case. That's what's going on here. Going to get the scoop. Maybe a Pulitzer Prize for journalism. We'll see what that's all about. But just a little background, folks, about gastroenteritis. You're more likely to get gastroenteritis, also known as stomach flu, if you eat contaminated food or contaminated water. In fact, you can get it from sharing food with others. Utensils, towels, plates, whatever. Viruses happen. We all know that. At about 1 in 15 Americans, that's about 22 million people in the U.S., will get this gastroenteritis, also known as the norovirus or stomach flu, each and every year. Stomach flu is the most common cause of gastroenteritis. You know what I said. The inflammation of your gastrointestinal tract, your stomach, your small intestine, because you've been exposed to a virus, the stomach virus, which is a major leader in dehydration and potentially other serious complications, including death. It can happen. So a little background on white mulberry now. It's been around for, two millennia maybe. It's used in traditional Chinese medicine, 2,000 years worth, for a variety of illnesses, including diabetes and high cholesterol, obesity, and other conditions. White mulberry, which is the herb that's being blamed on this tragic death, is taken as an herbal supplement every single day by consumers in the United States, but no reports to the Poison Center, the American Association of Poison Control Center. Nothing until this coroner in Sacramento, California, claims that this is the cause of her death. And only two cases since 2004 have even been reported to the FDA of people getting sick from white mulberry leaf. And this was all over the news this last week. Look it up for yourself. Now, you might say, well, I guess everything's dangerous, right? If you get the wrong herb or the wrong drug into the wrong person, the wrong dose at the wrong time. Yeah, that's true. But compared to what? Compared to the 20,000 people who die every single year like clockwork that take non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs or NSAIDs? Or the 200,000 people who die every single year from prescribed medical drugs taken as prescribed correctly? Or those people who have errors in too high a dose or they had some contraindication? So what I have done here on this radio show is I have invited a special guest to join us to talk about this topic. His name is Dr. Daniel Fabricant. Dr. Fabricant earned his Ph.D. in pharmacognosy from the University of Illinois at Chicago, where he served as an adjunct professor in the Department of Medicinal Chemistry and Pharmacognosy. He is published extensively and is an internationally recognized expert for his regulatory and governmental public health expertise and natural products research. Dr. Fabricant served as the director of the Division of Dietary Supplement Programs at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, where he directed agency policy, public affairs, and regulatory action regarding regulation of the dietary supplement industry. Now, currently, Dr. Fabricant is the CEO and president of the Natural Products Association, the nation's largest and oldest trade organization representing the natural products industry, including dietary supplements, foods, and personal care products. And I would want to just have Dr. Fabricant stand by, because typically I don't go into someone's history, their CV, their bio, as extensively as I just did. Usually it's just, here he is, he's got a PhD, let's go. But I wanted to set the ground here for what we are going to talk about after the bottom of the hour news that you're going to hear shortly here. And the reason for that is that there is a lot of controversy right now swirling about the death of Lori McClintock being attributed by this coroner in Sacramento, California, having found a singular leaf in her stomach, in her gastrointestinal tract, and because of finding that upon autopsy, by golly, he just absolutely knew, he nailed it, that it had to be this white mulberry leaf that caused her severe dehydration, that caused her death. Now, you also need to know that Mrs. McClintock was on a diet, some type of special diet, could have been a high protein diet, which we all know causes dehydration. She was under starting an exercise program for weight loss. Maybe she sweated too much and didn't take enough water in, but nobody mentions anything related to that. Maybe she even took some flu shots and some booster programs, or maybe she was on other drugs. Not even a single mention of any of that. It's all about the white mulberry leaf. We'll get into that after this. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Dr. Bob Martin here. Are you or a loved one fighting cancer and losing the battle? Are the current treatments being offered just as scary as the diagnosis? If so, don't worry. Dr. Goodyear at Brio Medical can help you. Dr. Goodyear is a world leader in holistic integrative cancer treatments using the most advanced scientific and evidence-based cancer-killing therapies to help cancer of all types and at all stages. Dr. Goodyear's ultimate aim of individualized treatment programs is to combat cancer on every level, to break cancer's cycle of resistance and invasion, effective treatments to achieve no evidence of disease. Brio Medical has a team of medical doctors who specialize in treating all types of cancer at all stages of cancer. Do not wait. Call Brio now. 844-411-BRIO. 844-411-BRIO. That's 844-411-BRIO. Or visit BrioMedical.com. 844-411-2746.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Are you waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign to choose? While you're waiting, it's the time you lose. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to spread your wings and fly? Don't you really want to live your life? Don't you want to love before you die? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Hey, very happy and a very healthy welcome. Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you so very much for tuning into the program today. We are talking here about a tragic death of an individual by the name of Lori McClintock, the wife of U.S. Representative Tom McClintock. She died December of last year. Now we find that the blame of her death is being attributed to her utilizing a herbal product, a white mulberry leaf. I looked at that article and I said, you know, I've read this sort of thing before. I've been down this path. You know, it's those crazy people who take nutritional supplements without their doctor's knowledge, even though their doctor has zero knowledge about nutritional supplements. Yeah, that's what got them. Not the six pharmaceutical drugs they were taking. No, nothing to do with that. Just that crazy vitamin C or that CoQ10 or that echinacea. I've been down this path before, so I smelled something very fishy when I read this article. So I thought, let me find somebody who can really discuss this with me. Maybe I'm off base here. Maybe I need to be set straight. So I read about Dr. Daniel Fabricant, a PhD in pharmacognosy. I happen to know what that is from the University of Illinois at Chicago. So I'm going to bring him on the air now to tell us, one, what pharmacognosy is about. He is also, by the way, a recovering U.S. Food and Drug Administration employee with the FDA. We're not going to hold any of that against him today, but nonetheless, he's recovering. Welcome to the program, Dr. Fabricant, and thank you so very much for joining us today, sir.
Dr. Martin, thanks for having me. And yes, I don't have a regulators anonymous meeting today, but certainly I'm on demand from my previous stint at FDA.
All right. Well, you've heard my introduction. Obviously, you are now concerned, as I am and other people are, of having this tragic death occur and have it be blamed on a plant material by the name of white mulberry leaf. Can you please just take it from there and let us know what your opinion and let the audience know how you became involved and why are you concerned?
Well, and first and foremost, I think, and Dr. Martin, not to put words in your mouth, but I think we both, our hearts go out to, you know, the family. They clearly, from the news reporting, they don't want to talk about it. And clearly, I think they're scratching their head going, how did this coroner come up with this conclusion, right? I mean, not to be a coroner in the state of California now, you apparently are a botanical expert, too, to where you can identify a plant in the gastric remains, which is astounding. And the news reporting is, to say it's shoddy would be giving it a compliment, right? On the line in Kaiser, the reporter says it's unclear whether it was an extract, a tea, or a whole botanical. And then the next paragraph, she goes on to impugn the dietary supplement industry. So it's really, really completely out of sorts. You know, I think an extract would be completely consumed by this gastric tissue. Any leaf in any organic matter in a gastric, you know, in gastric remains would be digested. So the notion that somehow he's going to botanically ID this in the stomach remains, it's not like when they find a tire in a shark's stomach. This is completely out of sorts. And furthermore, while certain health food stores certainly sell whole botanicals, I'm unaware of ever seeing a complete, you know, intact mulberry leaf in any herbal store, in any independent retailer that sells whole herbs. So the whole thing just it's really irresponsible reporting, and it's unfortunate.
You know, I tried to look into this from a clinical trenches standpoint. I mean, if it were true, if there is actually a leaf to be found in somebody's digestive system, if it survived the harsh environment of chewing, going down the esophagus, into the stomach, into the hydrochloric acid, there's only one condition that I was able to find in the journals that would cause an intact, you know, plant to still be there to be able to properly analyze, and it's a condition called pyloric obstruction. That could have, you know, in addition to finding the plant there because there's an obstruction and won't let it pass, elevated levels of sodium, which were reported, and other, chemistry changes, that would be the only thing that I could find in the literature that would really give rise to such a crazy diagnosis like this.
Yeah, and well said. And furthermore, I think just that if that was the case, the dry environment of the mouth, the esophagus, everything else, if that was in fact the etiology here, would have made it nearly impossible to swallow a whole leaf, right? So, I mean, I think there's just so many, anyone who has any medical training looks at this and goes, wait a second, this is completely, you know, out of sorts, especially for the coroner. I believe the coroner didn't complete the report for 2 months after she passed, which is a little, you know, out of sorts too. But then you get into, in my time, like I said, you know, while I'm going to my Regulators Anonymous meeting and I'm recovering, why wasn't there an AER filed with FDA, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the bigger thing. Because then the investigation takes place, the follow-up, they can get into the medical history with the appropriate, you know, practitioners. And they, of course, keep it private, whatever needs to be kept private. But yeah, the whole thing, you know, and all of the news stories, Dr. Martin, pertain to a certain piece of legislation that's in making its way through Congress right now that's been kind of jettisoned by the House. It was proposed by the Senate, was to require a form of effectively pre-market approval, a pre-market registration requirement, which dietary supplements have never been subject to prior, just like, you know, every other item in the grocery store isn't subject to. We don't pre-market register our oranges to get vitamin C. So, you know, it's ironic that all of the stories mention this. I'm certainly not a conspiracy theorist. At the same time, it's tough to believe there's such a thing as a coincidence when it pertains to this, and that particular piece of legislation keeps appearing in these news stories.
Mm-hmm. Is white mulberry, the white mulberry plant, does it have this kind of history like foxglove or some of the other poisonous herbs, which are there? We know about them. They've been used and discovered, and we have knowledge of this today, mostly through pharmacognosy, which you're an expert in. But does white mulberry carry this kind of baggage, this kind of risk that we've seen in the past?
No, not even close. And, you know, I venture to say probably there's millions, literally millions of people that drink it as a tea today in Southeast Asia. and very well tolerated. So the notion that a single leaf would have this kind of lethality is just completely, you know, there's not a chemical signature that would indicate that that's the case at all. You're not dealing with, like you brought up, digitalis, foxglove. There's no such, you know, that would lead to rapid dehydration, cardiovascular effects. I mean, it's, like I said, it's used safely every day by millions, mostly in the form of a tea. You know, as you pointed out in your intro, sure, anything can be abused, but that's not what we're talking about here either, right? Like, I mean, the news stories failed to mention, okay, this was, you know, if this was, to your point, if this was the quote-unquote smoking gun, how was it used? Was it used under the normal conditions of use? People love to point to, oh, that's that unregulated dietary supplement industry. Well, wait a second here. Just like pharmaceuticals, we have to put conditions of use on the label. So if it was, you know, let's humor this coroner for a second. If it was mulberry, was it used under the normal conditions of use? Nobody has any idea on that. It's completely out of field.
All right, we'll come back in just a moment, Dr. Fabricant. Stand by. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
If your body is too acidic, you will not feel, function, or perform to your best ability. You can change your body pH with Balance 7. Balance 7 has a pH of 11 plus, the highest pH ever able to be consumed, which means it dilutes the acid in your body, which unlocks your immune system to protect you from whatever might attack you. Every day, we are exposed to harmful microbes of all sorts and prone to certain diseases. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, Balance 7 is for you. Order Balance 7 at balance7.com. That's balance7.com. And when you use the discount code Dr. Bob, you will receive $10 off your purchase at balance7.com. Millions of bottles have been sold. My family uses it too. I trust it to protect their immune system. Order Balance 7 now at balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, welcome or welcome back to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and we so thank you for tuning into the program today. We'll get back to our special guest in just a moment. I wanted to point out, if you're just tuning into the program, we're talking about the untimely and tragic death of Lori McClintock. her death is being blamed on taking a botanical, an herbal product called white mulberry leaf. That according to a Sacramento coroner's report. And yet when you delve into it, you don't find any deaths, zero deaths from white mulberry plant, according to the American Association of Poison Control, in the last 10 years, and maybe way beyond that. And since 2004, there have been only two cases of people even reported getting sick from mulberry leaf supplements, reported to the FDA. Two cases since 2004, but yet this death is being reported as being caused by the white mulberry plant. What's up with this? Well, our special guest, Dr. Daniel Fabricant, he has a PhD in pharmacognosy, and I want to circle back to that, Dr. Fabricant, and describe, if you would, briefly, what is pharmacognosy, and why does that qualify you as an expert to look at this and go, there's something smelly here, and you know what? You can add just like I can, and something just does not add up.
Well, pharmacognosy is, you know, it's kind of the grandfather of pharmacology. Whenever I tell people my degrees and they always go pharmacology, it's like, no, pharmacognosy. Most people would be surprised to know that the majority of our materia medica, if you will, are from botanicals. The pharmacognosy is from a Greek word, pharmakon, which is, you know, medicine, and gnosis, which is knowledge, and it really is the discovery of medicines from natural products, from botanicals primarily. There's zoopharmacognosy, but my specialty was botanicals, and that's, you know, obviously front and center here as we're talking about white mulberry.
Right, and just for those people who are just tuning in as well, Dr. Fabricant used to work over at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, so he knows what he's talking about. So what do you think is up with this coroner? I don't want to be a conspiracy thinker either. But you learn to add things up. You see these things. So what would motivate a coroner to report such a ridiculous contemplation here?
That's an excellent question. For the life of me, I can't figure it out. You know, I think it's very, like I said, I think it's not a coincidence. It's very driven, given what's going on with Congress right now, trying to add additional burdens to the regulatory environment that would effectively limit consumer access, drive up costs, especially in this time of inflation. It's very concerning. And you know, I hate to, like you said, we hate to be conspiracy theorists, but the timing's a little odd at best. And to your point, Dr. Martin, there really isn't a rhyme or reason. And I am unaware of the requirements of the state of California to be a botanical expert if you're a coroner as well. I think it's pretty, you know, it's pretty impossible to go, okay, I found the remains of a specific leaf, an intact leaf in the gastric contents. That's really, really, pardon the pun, tough to swallow here.
Mm-hmm. Well, folks, you're listening to this, you might be saying to yourself, well, what could it be? What's the motivation here? Well, let me tell you something. When you look at how much money is spent to lobby people in Congress, and you see that I think in the first top 10, you have the pharmaceutical industry, you have the AMA, and you have all the hospital association, they are spending tens of millions of dollars to be in the ear of people like Dick Durbin, who has been an enemy of anything that has to do with the nutraceutical industry forever. Why? Well, because they fund his coffers for re-election every year. Senator Dick Durbin and others, of course. So if you think this is happening in a vacuum, and it's a surprise, it's not. This doesn't surprise me one bit. These sorts of things rear their ugly head. And you know what? If we don't do anything about it, when you go in the future to try to purchase something, let's just say vitamin C. You may be looking at the label going, wait a minute, where'd my 500 milligrams of vitamin C with quercetin go? I can only get 60 milligrams now in this bottle. What's wrong with this? This is going on, folks. If this is going on in other countries, and it could happen here unless we become active. Am I way off base here, Dr. Fabricant?
No, not at all. You know, the self-care movement, right? And it started before 1994 in the passage of the Shea, which really categorized dietary supplements. Office of Commodity FDA and gave us this great access we have, really balanced access with consumer protection. But there have been enemies of the industry since then, Senator Durbin amongst them, and really does want to restrict access, really does want to see our industry just continue to be pieced apart by, you know, nuisance lawsuits and things like that. When, you know, you look at the safety record, you look at the track record of dietary supplements at FDA, look through that lens, and if it's not the safest commodity they regulate, it's one of them. So, you know, I think that there's people really need to make sure their voice is heard. It's a big part of what we do at NPA, Natural Products Association, is give people a platform to write their members of Congress, both on the federal level, state level, local level, and tell them, hey, the industry is important to me, very important to me. I don't want my access restricted.
And how can my listeners get involved to that extent to protect their rights?
So it's really simple. If you go to our website, npanational.org, NPA, they hit a button. It says take action, and it literally takes 30 seconds. There's a form letter. We use a particular service that gets behind the firewalls in Congress and state legislatures that allows them to go directly to the staffs of their party. And there you go.
All right. We'll come back with our finishing comments. Stay with us. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
If your body is too acidic, you will not feel, function, or perform to your best ability. You can change your body pH with Balance 7. Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, the highest pH ever able to be consumed, which means it dilutes the acid in your body, which unlocks your immune system to protect you from whatever might attack you. Every day, we are exposed to harmful microbes of all sorts and prone to certain diseases. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, Balance 7 is for you. Order Balance 7 at balance7.com. That's balance7.com. And when you use the discount code Dr. Bob, you will receive $10 off your purchase at balance7.com. Millions of bottles have been sold. My family uses it too. I trust it to protect their immune system. Order Balance 7 now at balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
Anxious, overwhelmed, stressed? AnxioCalm from Terry Naturally is a groundbreaking, clinically studied, safe, and effective way to quiet your nerves and relieve your occasional anxiety, all without the drowsiness or mental fogginess that other products can cause. AnxioCalm is perfect for everyday use or occasionally when you need extra support. It boosts your mood and promotes emotional well-being. Only AnxioCalm contains clinically studied EP107, a unique botanical to Terry Naturally. And AnxioCalm is perfect for the entire family since it's safe for adults and children ages 4 and up. Find your calm with fast-acting relief from AnxioCalm. AnxioCalm is available at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Release occasional anxiety and stress. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
To the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We've been speaking with Dr. Daniel Fabricant about this, the death of Lori McClintock, having blamed her death a coroner has out of San Francisco, or rather Sacramento, California. And I'm just not buying it. I think that a lot of people who have knowledge of botanical medicine are not buying it. They're suspicious of what's really going on here. They downplayed the fact that this woman was on a weight loss diet, which most weight loss diets cause dehydration these days. The fad ones, especially the high protein, high fat diets, cause rapid water loss. That's how people lose weight in the beginning. Most of those diets are gauged that way. And, by the way, a high-protein diet in and of itself can cause water loss or dehydration. Not to mention, hey, are you drinking enough water every day? And if you're using caffeine and alcohol in any manner, by the way, they are diuretics. I mean, there's so many things to consider here. And from my mind, as a clinician, after having treated 30,000 patients, none of that, I don't think, is being considered here. It's really a hit piece on the nutrition industry, in my opinion. Just one more. And you need to, as a consumer, become active in this so that your rights are not stolen from you outright. And I'm going to just say goodbye to Dr. Fabrican. And one last time, Dr. Fabrican, can you please mention the website where people can go and voice their opinion of this problem?
Sure, npanational.org. Hit the button that says take action. It takes 30 seconds. And write your congressman, your senators, and tell them don't restrict your access.
Okay, so that's N as in never, P as in Peter, A as in apple, npa.com, correct?
npanational.org.
npanational.org?
Yes.
Okay, super. All right, Dr. Fabrican, I want to thank you for joining us here on the program. I appreciate what you brought to the table here to straighten some of this out that are in the minds of our listeners right now who are somewhat confused after reading all the scary headlines about white mulberry leaf.
Thank you, Dr. Martin. You are a true champion for, you know, for keeping people healthy, so thank you for everything you do.
You're very welcome. Thank you. All right. Dr. Daniel Fabrican. Appreciate him. All right, one last mention here. I'm going to be at Brio Medical Center in Scottsdale, Arizona, doing a public appearance. I would love to see you there. This is a premier advanced alternative medical treatment for cancer patients. They do holistic oncology. What does that mean? Well, they help kill cancer cells in patients drug-free. They starve cancer to death drug-free. You thought maybe that chemo and radiation and surgery were the only games in town for cancer at any stage or any type of cancer? No, 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 no. You need to learn, or your friend or family members or somebody you know who has cancer needs to learn what they're doing innovatively at Brio Medical Center. Check them out. Here's their phone number, 844-411-2746. 844-411-2746 or Brio, B-R-I-O, medical.com. We'll be right back.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.